It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Hey, coming up this hour, a senseless survey. We've got a setting the bar story that if you're the former mayor, probably don't want to be doing. Another nice day today. It's only 56 outside now. So, I mean, if you're up early, you might need a light jacket. Good morning. It's 99.70 JX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, sometimes older people need a little help with technology, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without joining a video conference call when you're the former mayor, while you're on the toilet, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, no, no. Did he think he had his camera off?
Yeah.
Either way, you got a microphone, right? You have to mute both. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so former mayor of Rio, Caesar, was joining a virtual city council meeting to discuss designating like a cultural heritage site, right?
Okay.
So the former mayor, he is unaware that he's on video, obviously, because...
Yes.
The shot on the Zoom call is not like selfie mode. It's like he set the phone on the bathtub and it's pointing to him while sitting on the toilet.
Are you serious?
So you can see his bits.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, but you're looking at, though, you can't tell that he's looking at himself. You can see the other people.
So, like,
on the Zoom call, how did he not see that?
He's unaware, obviously. There are other council members that finally ask the former mayor to turn off his camera.
Oh my gosh.
And
he is spread eagle.
And
it's in the perfect position, you're right.
And the president of the council, the city council, is like moving the microphone away because he's in the like chamber. He's moving the microphone away so he's not caught laughing on.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I guess the former mayor said he was just kind of not feeling well, and it hurt his perception of the camera. So he didn't realize what all you could see.
His tummy hurt, so he couldn't see. Is that what you're telling me?
But you can see literally everything. So it's like
there's four boxes. There's four. It looks like four people on this meeting, and they are all looking. Like if you're looking at a screen. And clearly he is, from the way it's positioned. How could you not?
So it's like, I don't know if he was thinking that he turned off his camera, but he could still see him because it's his phone or what. But, you know, it's one of those things where
you turn off the camera, you don't see you.
You are trying to. Well, yes, Kelly, we know that.
Okay.
We understand that. That's why this is technology versus old people.
Oh goodness. So
it's like when you have to jump on the phone or whatever, or you're watching something while you're sitting down on the toilet and you set it on the bathtub so you can see it. That's the view.
But you're in the bathroom. They're going to hear it echo if you have to participate in the meeting at all. If you have to say anything, they're all going to be like, are you in the bathroom? Like, just that is being in the bathroom in general. Never a good place to be on a meeting.
Does anyone have any great stories of being caught in the restroom?
Oh my gosh.
795-1997. Would love to hear that. Because
that is the worst angle that the camera could possibly be put in. The worst.
Because I know that I've been on calls and I've had to take a call while I'm using the restroom, and I'm like, I'm having to just sit there.
Not a video call, but just regular call.
Right, yeah, regular call.
And then do you mute it, though, right?
Well, but I'm just saying, I sometimes have to wait.
You don't mute it.
Until the call is completely finished
to do anything? Okay.
Right, so they can't hear the toilet flush.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I've been on a call before, and I've been just... And it's not like a work call, but it's just like a personal call or something. And I hear, like, the toilet flush in the background. I was like, were you... And he's like, yep.
That's
I'm like,
great.
All right, great.
I think if you've got a relationship to where that flies, but, oh, my Lord, definitely... not a work meeting.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without joining a video conference call when you're the former mayor, while you're using the toilet, you're doing okay.
It was definitely number two.
It was number two.
Okay.
Kelly, quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you keep track of which jeans, pants you've worn and plan to wear during the week and create sort of a pants rotation?
No, I don't think about it that much. I just kind of based on whatever top I want to wear, if that's going to look okay with the jeans.
What do you pick out first, the top or the jeans?
I think the top first. And then I have to figure out what jeans are going to go better with that, because I kind of have some crop jeans that may not look as good with a certain top. We'll need more dressier jeans or darker colored jeans. So I have some light colored jeans that have kind of been my jam because they're the softest and the most comfortable and the stretchiest. So I've been rocking those the most. But there are other jeans that are like have a different, more dressy look. And if it's a dressier top, then I try to match that.
I typically start with the jeans first, or the
really
I start with the bottoms and then figure out what top I want to wear.
You don't have like capris, so you don't have different lengths.
Well, not yet.
So pretty much anything, it's all going to come down to like color or like how destroyed they are, right?
Yeah. So I have different styles of jeans, but I'll start with the bottoms first, and you know whether I want to wear even, you know, not jeans like pants and stuff like that. So I guess I'm asking, is it normal or nope to go through and plan your bottoms?
I think you start with the statement piece, which is your top.
Statement piece.
Yes, unless you have like a crazy pair of pants you want to show off, then you're going to pick more of a neutral top. But usually the statement piece of the outfit is going to be the top. Am I right?
I mean, I guess you're right. Right now I'm wearing kind of a checkered shirt and regular jeans. So
I'm usually picking the top first.
That would be, but I picked that second. I picked the jeans out first and then I decided, what?
Maybe it's different for dudes.
What statement top do I want?
Yeah.
Without actually physically coming up with those words in my head, because I don't think I've ever thought, wow, this is a statement top.
Well, yeah, I just kind of like made it up. When you're trying to pick out an outfit, the top is going to be the snazzier of the two.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. So that's what's going to draw people's eye first. And then you just have to coordinate, you know, the bottom half to kind of complement what you're wearing on top.
Do you worry that someone may recognize the fact that you're re-wearing a pair of pants or jeans?
No, not the pants or jeans. It's the top, because we do videos every day, and I'm conscious of, all right, have I worn this in a video? Because when you're looking on our channel, I don't want to be wearing the same thing in like five videos in a row. So I am considering that with my wardrobe.
You take a look at our video channel, shameless plug, YouTube, Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah.
You'll notice that I do not have the same thought process that you do, because
you don't care.
I realize that sometimes I'm wearing the same top in several different things.
Or maybe you just don't have extensive of a wardrobe either.
I mean, that could be it too.
I'm fairly confident I have more clothes than you do.
I literally said this to my wife over the weekend. I was like, I am at the moment where I feel like I want to take everything in my closet, rip it out and throw it on the floor and go through everything. And, you know, what do I wear? What do I don't wear? Because
I do that like every 6 months.
Well, see, that's good. That's probably healthy, because I probably haven't done that in several years.
And
that's something that, you know, my wife does too. She'll just take, and I'll come home and all of her clothes or wardrobe will be on the floor, and she's like sorting stuff into bags and figuring out, you know, what she actually wears, what she doesn't wear.
Time to refresh.
And all I'm doing is I'm just cramming more stuff into my closet and then just wearing what's on top and not what's, you know, been crammed on the underneath.
But Ben, here is the best part of cleaning out. You're adding, it's like you're creating more space for newer stuff. Right. Which is so freeing. You feel like you've earned the new stuff because you're sacrificing the old stuff. You're making the space and you're like, oh, now I have needs in the wardrobe department.
Now I need more statement pieces.
Exactly. Exactly.
I need more statement pieces.
You need more statement pieces. The jeans are classic.
Sure.
You're going to be able to wear them with whatever. It's the statement piece up top that you need to refresh.
All right. So, yeah, what crop top goes with what bottoms?
Crop top. Okay. Neither you nor I, sir, need to be wearing crop tops in our wardrobe. Let's set that straight.
All right.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, is this Hannah? We'll call you Hannah.
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hi there. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you about this. And I know your request was to have your voice disguised. And I think we're good there. So no worries here. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can tell you're a little nervous. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. So tell us what's going on.
Okay. So my fiance proposed to me a couple weeks ago. And since then, all of my girlfriends, all of my family have been asking to see the ring. And do we have a date yet? And how did he do it? So when we tell people, everyone kind of gushes because he really did go all out. It was super romantic. It was very thoughtful. It was well planned. And it was honestly the most amazing moment of my life.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah.
But last time that I told the story, my fiance actually said, well, I can't take the credit. And I kind of looked at him funny and said, what do you mean you can't take all the credit? And I was shocked by his response. He said, well, I wrote a check.
What do you mean he wrote a check?
Well, he told me he had a wedding party planner person plan the whole proposal for him.
Oh, I didn't even actually know that was a thing.
I didn't either. I was 8 years old when I realized that could be done.
Right.
I didn't know it was a thing either. So apparently, this party planner had the idea and everything. He just told them he wanted a big, amazing proposal, and they did all the work.
Okay, so he didn't even come up with any sort of like a ballpark idea. He just said, you come up with something amazing, I'll show up and bring her.
Yeah, and write the check.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're feeling some sort of way about it now.
Yeah. Yeah, the more I think about it, the angrier and more annoyed I get. I don't know if I should be hurt, because it wasn't his original thought. He just wrote a check.
Uh-huh.
I feel a little lied to. I don't know if it doesn't... Does it matter that it wasn't his idea or not? Do I sound ungrateful? I feel like I sound ungrateful, but it was so perfect.
I was going to say, if it really, I think the heart of the matter is that he wanted it to be amazing and big for you and perfect. And he didn't, I think he was putting that pressure on himself. He didn't want to let you down by having a lackluster proposal. So I think that's why he went this route, because he wanted it to be amazing and perfect. And it sounds like it was.
Hannah, do you like expensive things and big things and
big gestures?
Yeah, big gestures and stuff like that. Is that your love language?
I have been called extravagant. Yes. It yep.
Okay.
I do like really bold, big gestures. Like if we're watching a rom-com, I'm like, see, that's how a proposal should be done, or that is how a proposal should not be done.
Yeah.
Okay. So he thought you want it to play out like a movie scene, and so maybe that's why he did this.
Hannah, let me tell you a quick little story about fiance-to-be who was trying to come up with the most perfect way to propose to his girlfriend, and then wound up having a few beers, realizing it's April 1st.
Oh, God.
Planning to say, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of the perfect proposal, I'm going to pretend like I'm breaking up with her. And then at the last second, I'm going to say April Fools. I'm going to get out down on one knee and everything will be great.
And the breakup collage will say, will you marry me? I'm sure she's going to look at it.
Yeah. And so that story is actually my engagement story, which I've apologized to my now wife many times over. And she's like, you know what? Look, that's our story. I had the ring for so many weeks trying to figure out the perfect way to propose, and I couldn't. I guess I'm saying all this to say...
to make you feel so much better about what you got.
At least you got a grand proposal and not your fiance saying he wants to break up with you.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a rom-com proposal.
See, you know what? Hannah, you and I probably could have worked out.
Yep, that's the spin that he needed. Yes, very good. Yes.
That is a rom-com proposal. You're right. Well, hey, Hannah, we do have several people texting in and everything.
Some different perspectives for you.
Yeah, to give you a little perspective. But just know that everyone who's texting in and calling and stuff like that, they mean well, okay?
Yes, they do. They have the best of intentions in their heart.
Yeah, exactly. And we just want you to feel good about, you know, your upcoming, you know, wedding and your relationship. You know, congratulations, I think, are in order from us. And yeah.
And we have a Michael Graves toaster, so if you want to invite us to the wedding.
Yeah, that has your name on it. But yeah, Hannah, congratulations, I think, is the main thing.
I get why you're a little upset about it, but I think in the grand scheme of things, he pulled off an amazing proposal, and that's your story.
You know, we're just kind of trying to talk you down from the ledge and make you a little, you know, deep breaths and everything.
Love the moment again.
Yeah, everything's going to be okay, but... I appreciate you actually, you know, having the guts to tell us what you probably need to, I don't know, does she tell her fiance this or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is why we're talking, we're hashing it out here, so we don't need to tell him about that.
When I tell the story to other people, do I have to include this part of the story?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe that's what you share with him. Like, hey, maybe, you know, next time when we share a story, we leave the part out that you just paid somebody else to come up with the idea, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's perfect, and let's just describe that scene. And you go ahead and take the credit for it.
Hannah, thank you for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you so much. I feel better. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yay! I think we helped.
You did.
Yay. Danielle texts in and says, he's a dude. That's a dude move. Just go with it. Lisa's like, hey, at this point, why even disguise her voice? That dude knows he's being called out because no one does this. He wanted it to be perfect. It's all good. Just enjoy the thought behind it.
Yeah, JT on Facebook. Good Lord, these ridiculous first world problems. The dude wanted to do something special. He obviously didn't feel his ideas were good enough for you. Now I understand why. So he went all out and hired help. You're still not happy. I don't want to sound ungrateful. It was perfect, but not personal. He proposed to you. What more do you want, Jeez O'Pete? So again, they have the best of intentions with these comments.
How did your proposal not go the way you thought it would? 502-795-1997. Already stories from Mallory and Mark where there's a stroke involved.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So we'll get to some of those coming up here next. How did your proposal not go the way you thought it would? We just heard from Hannah, not her real name, who found out that her fiance hired a service to do this big proposal. She was a little miffed because she was like, you know, I wish he hadn't told me that. And actually, she is getting some support from listeners. E says he's kind of taken the magic out of it by telling her that he didn't come up with it. I don't think she should feel bad because she's hurt. She does need to tell him, though, because you don't want to start a marriage based on lies. And if she can't be honest with him about this, what other things will she feel the need to hide from him? So there's a thought as well. But what and how did your proposal go sideways? From Mallory, I proposed to my husband on our front porch right after he got off work. Ruined his entire plan to take me and our son for a family hike picnic and propose to me himself that upcoming weekend. I have a bad habit of micromanaging and felt it was time we got engaged. We'd been together for 7 years at the time. Whoops! So there's Mallory. Mark said, my dad had a mini stroke the day I planned to propose.
Oh, my gosh.
He insisted I not change my plans because of him. So I, quote, very romantically proposed in our apartment when I got back from the hospital.
Oh, well, that's sweet. I mean, that couldn't be helped, obviously.
Yeah. Jasmine said, I almost said no when my husband proposed. I was so mad he took me away from studying to drag me on a drive into the country. She's like, dang it, I need a study. Yes, I don't have time for this.
Trust me. I don't want to look at the country.
I don't have time for this. Andrew texted in and said, my ex took me into Walmart and forced me to buy her a ring. I really had no interest in actually marrying her. So that was awkward. We didn't last.
Oh, wow. But you know what? He should have been thanking his lucky stars that she could have settled for Walmart rings, right?
That there, maybe.
Probably less expensive.
Sure. How your proposal went sideways. Samantha said, I don't know if this counts, but I was actually breaking up with my boyfriend of almost 2 years. Our relationship was almost all long distance from military deployments. After I said it was over, he said he had planned to propose in about 6 months.
Oh!
I then had to walk through why I would not accept a proposal from him, including that this was the first time we had spoken in a month. Yeesh.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. No, that's not going to be a really close relationship if you haven't spoken in a month. Bless her heart. Oh, gosh. Oh, Nina. We were already engaged. He cheated on me, so I left. And about a week later, he had the brilliant idea of re-proposing. Like, I would be thrilled to marry his cheating butt then and there, and everything would be fixed. Nope.
Okay.
He's like, okay, I got the perfect plan.
Right.
He's going to make her forget about everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to propose again.
Mm-hmm. And then, Brandy, how did your proposal go sideways? She was like, so my now husband planned a super romantic night with dinner at my favorite restaurant, followed by a walk along the riverfront. Kind of figured something was up, but I didn't say anything. And so we walked and walked and walked and walked. It was hours. We finally went back home and we were laying in bed. And I was like, hey, did you have something you wanted to do tonight? And he kind of looked sad and was like, yeah. I go, you know, I'm going to say yes, right? He goes, I know that, but I'm still so nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
So I get out of bed and make him get up. And he's like, what? I go, come on. You're not asking me in the house. So we went on another walk through our neighborhood. And he did the down on one knee thing and then asked me. I think it's cute. That's funny.
Oh, that's adorable.
he started to chicken out. He was like, I don't know what you're going to ask.
And then, Rhonda, I worked at a bingo hall, and my ex-husband now and I were married at the bingo hall. He proposed to me in front of the bingo hall.
Nice.
I did not want to get married, but I also did not want to embarrass him or myself in front of the bingo hall. So, of course, I had to accept, and it lasted maybe 3 years.
Wow, she gave him 3 years.
Okay.
All right. Because we've always talked about those public proposals, and I cringe. I don't like the public proposals.
Yeah.
But you know, we've always said, hey, if you're in that, just say yes, regardless of whether or not you actually want to marry this person. And then
you can have the second thoughts later.
Yeah. And then just say, hey, you remember when I said yes? Let's roll that back. I actually mean no. So, anyways, all right. Hey, thank you so much for the stories. That was group therapy. Time to play a fun little game called Senseless Survey. We call it that because really the questions, they don't have any sort of correlation with one another. And
no, they're just kind of like random, maybe general knowledge questions.
Sure. Let's introduce you to Michelle calling us from Jeffersonville. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi there. Michelle's got blondish hair. It drives a Lincoln Navigator.
Nice.
Big old car. That's right.
Yeah.
Works at a medical office and has been married, get this, Kelly, 27 years.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Michelle, what was your proposal story? Do you remember ago?
It's been a long time.
It has.
But pretty much he just had... I had a young daughter, and he gave her the ring and had her come ask me if I would marry him.
Oh, so
he
had
so
your daughter
sweet.
Do the dirty work.
Yes.
That's genius and adorable.
Yeah, because you know what? It's genius because how are you going to say no to your daughter?
You're not.
Right.
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 Yes. Well, it worked out.
Yes, anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
27 years later, I think it was a good choice.
It worked out. All right. Michelle, so we're going to ask simple questions to you, give you a first crack at it. Really, we're not basing the game on whether you get the question right, but whether the other people that we've asked this question to get it right, okay?
Yeah, you're just the bonus if you know it.
Okay.
All right, ready? Here we go. First question, Michelle. How many miles is the Indianapolis 500 race?
Oh, God. 500.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, wait, do they just mean 500 laps? Is that a mile? I don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, like, good. It's 500.
It's like 200 some laps, I want to say. But
it felt like, yeah. Oh, it's only 200 laps? Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
But it's 500 miles.
Yeah, it's 500 miles.
So, okay. Yeah, something like that. It felt like a trick question.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So, Michelle, do you think this person will get it correct?
I'm not very good at sports.
Okay.
Oh, not very good at sports, she said. Okay.
Okay.
No. We're going to say no.
All right. No. We're going to say no.
Nope, definitely not.
All right. Kelly, you say no, too. All right.
I'm not very good at sports.
Uh-huh.
I'll say 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
I would walk that 1,000 miles.
Yeah, all that.
All right. Got that one right. Here we go. Next one. In the classic Disney movie, how many wicked stepsisters did Cinderella have?
Three.
Try again.
Two.
Yes, two.
Yeah, Anastasia and Drizella.
And Drizella.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Do you think this person will know?
Do I get any hints?
No. Their okay. Answer just kind of is really, it rolls it all together, so it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll say no.
No? You're going to think maybe they think like you, three?
Right. Let's hope.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to say no.
Okay, Kelly, you're thinking no, too. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see.
I loved that movie as a kid. It was two.
Yep.
Oh, dang it.
Two.
Oh, they she watched it.
Yeah, she watched it.
Oh, dang.
She knew. All right, here we go. Next question. Finish the musical artist's name. Post blank.
Malone.
Okay.
Malone.
Okay.
How old is the person we're asking? I feel like that plays a part in whether they're going to get it right or not.
Well,
is it the geriatric set? Is it a younger person?
I'm not giving you a hint.
I feel like
that.
Even a mom would know. I feel like yes, they're going
right,
to know this.
All right, so both of you saying yes or
yes?
No. I haven't gotten Michelle's. Michelle, do you think it's?
Yeah, I think they're going to get it right.
All right.
Yeah, I think they'll get it right.
All right. Finish the musical artist's name. Post.
Card, box. Oh. I don't know.
Where is that person living?
Scarred.
She sounds young enough to not live in a cave.
Welcome
what is
to
happening?
The stage, Post Box.
Has she ever heard our radio station at all, ever?
Granted, these are random people that were just
okay,
asking
these
questions.
Not necessarily
listeners. Not necessarily listeners.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Post
yeah.
card.
Yeah. Michelle, we're going to need you to get this last one right. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Name just three of the colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
Red, mm-hmm. Yellow.
Yes.
Orange.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Also except green and blue?
Yeah, the whole G. Biv, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Kelly, do you think this person will get it right? And then, Michelle, do you think this person will get it right?
Okay.
Surely they can name three.
Surely they could name three.
Surely they learned that
they're
in
not gonna,
preschool.
They're not going to pull a magenta on us, are they?
Yes,
I
no.
mean, it's colors, for goodness sakes. All right.
Right.
All right, so let's see what they get.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Was I right?
She got them all. Got them all. Wow.
She knew the same.
Wow. She did. She got it.
Isn't right. indigo and blue the same thing, though?
Well, obviously it's not.
Okay. I always still kind of thought it was. Like violet and purple. They're kind of the same.
Well, look. Everyone's learning yet again. Yet again. We're all
I'm
learning
looking
the
that up.
Colors of the rainbow.
I'm looking that up. Isn't indigo the same as blue?
Well, then, who are you going to complain to, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't know who I have to complain to or who made that up. Here is how they're breaking it down. It refers to a blue-purple color that many people can't actually distinguish between. So it's when those two colors kind of get together.
Okay.
Ah.
Ah, when they
okay.
when they have a relationship.
See, I was right to question it.
All right, Michelle, congratulations. You are a winner.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. We got a 4-pack of tickets to Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay for you. Kentucky Kingdom... Theme and Water Park. That's what it's called here on 99.7 EJX. All right, hang on the line another quick sec.
Great.
Yeah, thank you for hanging out with us.
All right. See, you did learning. Did you know the difference between indigo and blue?
I just knew they were different colors.
Okay, did you know what color indigo was, though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I knew it was kind of in the blue family.
Okay, so you did question, like, hey, what's the difference between blue and indigo?
Okay, oh my golly!
You had a condescending tone with me, like I was supposed to know that.
Okay, whatever. let's stop this.
The learning happened for you, too. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so there it is, a little senseless survey there here on 99.7 DJX. All right, get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Maybe you have seen or heard of Man in Finance on TikTok. It kind of started off as
it's like,
joke.
I want a man in finance.
Finance.
6'5".
Just fine.
Right.
6'5", blow eyes. So that's Megan Boney. She goes by Girl on Couch on TikTok. Posted this video just asking somebody to make a song out of her little fictitious wish list for a guy. And the next thing you know, the internet answered, putting it to the tune of Far East Movement. David Guetta also picks it up, gets over 42 million views. She signs a record deal, quits her job, got an agent and a manager, and is riding the popularity wave of this little lyric.
I'm looking for a man in finance with trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. I'm looking for a man in finance.
There it is.
Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
It's a bop.
I was just like kind of thinking about like girls who are single, myself included. And how, like, online dating has made it so difficult, and it really makes, like, standards go through the roof when, like, half the things I want are impossible. So I was kind of just thinking of, like, the most impossible things to find in a man.
Yeah, it's kind of a bop. Now, listen, she is not saying that she is, you know, trying to be like a serious artist, but she did have to like sign a record deal and they had to get Far East Movement's permission to use it. And then, you know, of course, David Guetta flew her out to Vegas to put her on stage with him. And then the Chainsmokers are all like, hey, come on over. We want to meet you too.
It's wow.
Like her, she is literally riding this wave as far as she can at this point. Now she kind of wants to do more of like comedy stuff. I think that's the direction she wants to try to turn this into. But yeah, I mean, talk about how in the span of like 24 hours.
She is like people are looking at that and going, well, yeah, I mean, that's what I want, too. This is, again, like the equivalent of becoming a professional athlete. This is such a small percentage of people actually have that, I guess, luck and ability
it's
to be able to do that.
Lightning in a bottle.
Right.
For sure. And she's, she struck gold. She knows it. She's trying to make as much out of it as she can.
100%.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You can see it all at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Father's Day approaching. And, you know, it's those moments, whether you're, you know, a son or a daughter, when you realize, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my parents. So, thought it might be fun to hear your... I knew I was becoming my dad when ...
And what's your moment?
Okay, so the part that I go back to is kind of a weird moment. It's more of a smell that I remember.
A smell?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going with this?
I'm going.
You started smelling like your dad?
I'm going where you think I might be going with this. So I realized several years ago, after using the restroom, I was like, wow, that takes me back.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's when I realized, I was like, man, maybe it's a generational thing.
You have to share that.
That was the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
you started realizing your toilet smells were just like your dad's?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit weird.
Yeah.
A little bit weird,
thanks
I know.
Thanks for sharing that, though.
Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
I do what I can.
Okay.
I do what
See,
I can.
See, I was just thinking it was more of like, okay, the first time you said because I said so, right? When your kids questioned you, wasn't that the classic parent, mom, dad thing to say, right?
Yeah, my dad never said that, though.
Really?
Yeah, he never said the because I said so. So, you know,
I felt like that was a rite of passage for
He always spit the question back to me. You know, it was like, hey, you know, how do you spell this? Well, how do you spell it?
It's he wanted you to figure it out.
Yeah. He just always asked the question so he didn't have to actually answer the question.
Probably because he didn't know it, right?
Maybe, yeah.
You're just assuming now. It's like, that was his trick.
Well, and then, you know, as a parent now, sometimes I realize, you know what?
That's a good trick.
That is a good trick. Sometimes you try to make them figure it out, and it's like, hey, can you help me with this math? Well, sure, we can help you with this math. Uh-huh. What is it? Well, I don't know. What is it? What did the teacher say? How did they teach it to you?
Right.
All right.
What did the teacher say?
All right, 502-795-1997. In honor of it being Father's Day week, thought it might be fun. I knew I was becoming my dad when ... I knew I was becoming my dad when ... It's 99.7 EJX. Allison said, I won't let anyone else touch the thermostat. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of, it is a constant in my house, a constant in my house where I'll walk by and I'll be like, who turned it down to 65?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. For sure. And Tish said, when I started asking things like, are you trying to air condition the outside? Why is every light on?
Yes. Yes. I'll just go through and turn off lights that in rooms that people are not in. And just, that's my thing. Just walk by a room that nobody's in and turn off the light.
Do you know how much this costs?
Amy.
So anybody who knows my dad knows the story that he tells about his friend whose dog killed a rabbit, he thought, and he like cleaned the rabbit up and put it back in the neighbor's cage, thinking they would think it like died of a heart attack. Like my dad tells the story, he laughs like so much, and I realized that was my dad when I like told that story to someone.
So you kept the dog rabbit story alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I didn't crack up as much as my dad, but like, no matter how many times he tells this story, like he like to tears, he's laughing as he tells
it. That's fantastic. I love that.
I love that you've kept the tradition of this story alive.
It ends with the neighbor being like, and some sicko cleaned the rabbit up and put it back in the cage because the rabbit had died. Like,
and yeah, Amy, you're like, yep,
found it.
That's my dad. Also got a message from Rob. When no one was allowed to cut my grass but me, I knew I was becoming my dad.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Dads are real particular about that, especially my dad. Like, he will sometimes cut our visit short because he has to get back to cut the grass.
Kelly, do you think that's just an excuse?
No!
Do you think that's just an excuse to be like...
No, my dad is just, he is, you know what? OCD.
Deuces.
He is OCD about his grass.
We're good.
About his emails. He gets very stressed out, and he doesn't understand. He doesn't have to answer every single email.
I will say that I might have realized I failed as a dad when my daughters, who have moved out, Isabel and Sophia, they are in a house, and they're like, hey, so we're going to cut the grass for the very first time. And I'm like, oh.
That's like, I don't know how to do that. Is that code for I don't know how to do that?
I know. And I was like, oh.
Because you never taught me, Dad.
I never taught you how to cut the grass because I needed to cut the grass myself.
Yep.
Right.
You just became a dad.
Right, exactly.
Cindy said, I know I was becoming my dad when I would say, were you born in a barn? Shut the door behind you.
Born in a barn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a classic saying.
Jenny.
So when I was younger, I've got a sister who is much, much younger than me. So whenever she was a toddler, my dad would do the goofiest stuff to make her smile and laugh and just make her happy.
Yeah.
And now that I've got a little one of my own, I find myself doing the same thing, even in public, no matter how humiliating it is.
Aww. Yes, that's called playing the boob. That's an actual term.
You said playing the boob?
Playing the boob. You're being the boob. You're like being silly.
Okay.
To try to make them laugh.
I had
it's not an actual boob. You're just being a boob.
Yeah. I had never heard
You've
that.
You've never heard of that?
No.
No.
I've never heard of that either.
Well, now you have. You're being the boob.
But I love that.
You know what? If it makes my kid happy, I'm okay with being the boob.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. Jenny, hey, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See ya.
All right,
my husband and I are both boobs. I think that came from books that we had, Happiest Toddler on the Block, the doctor that wrote that.
Kelly, I'm going to just tell you that I have Googled that phrase.
Yeah.
And that is not what comes up.
Oh, really? Then you didn't find the blog happiestbaby.com.
No, I found the five sex positions that are all about your breasts.
Nope, that is not. No. Did you put playing with the boob? I think that's probably what you looked up.
No, I put playing the boob and I hit enter.
Okay, I
how
did
to
not
play with
for
breasts.
That. No. I said playing the boob, happiest toddler on the block. That was the book that I got it from.
I'm down a much different search
engine. You went in a different rabbit hole. Don't do that.
I think it's something that you just made up.
No,
I think
it's just not. Something you made up. I read a book by a doctor.
Kelly, you didn't read.
I did. I skimmed certain chapters.
You didn't read.
I did. We read that chapter and we did that and it worked. We got on the floor and we acted silly with our kids and it made them happy. I highly recommend Happiest Toddler on the Block.
I highly recommend playing the boob.
Okay, don't look it up the way you did though.
All I did was just put playing the boob and hit enter.
Yeah, no, that just shows what your computer has looked up a little bit more often,
okay.
I think. They're like,
yours.
No, you meant playing with the boob. We're gonna give you some suggestions.
Do yours and tell me the first two things that pop up.
What do you mean? You want me to restart the search?
Yeah.
Because I looked up playing the boob, happiest toddler on the block.
No.
What do you want me to
just
look?
Playing the boob. Hit enter.
Happiest baby blog. That is the first thing that came up. Happiest baby on X. Reddit. And then playing the boob by happiest baby on Facebook. All of those. And then how to have a nipple orgasm.
Yeah, see, I told you. So yours is five down.
Mine is further down.
That's the fourth on mine, the one that you just said.
All right. What I was referring to and referencing is happiest toddler on the
block. Sure, I understand
that.
Amy texted in, Ben became his dad when he realized he couldn't use the internet to search things. I guess so. All right. Hey, thank you for the calls and the stories. Those are good. I became my dad when ... All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's get to a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Deanna reached out. Hey, Ben Kelly, got the perfect phone tap for you. Mm-hmm. Since they're currently short-staffed, my husband, Dean, has been working the customer service line at the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
All right.
I know he'd get a kick out of hearing from a Hassan Pepper, LOL.
Wait, what's her name?
Deanna.
And his name is Dean? I kind of love that.
Oh, that's great.
I kind of love that as a couple name. I love that. All right, so William Hassan Pepper needs to try and identify some birds who are just bothering him, bothering his cat. So he needs to just call Dean, see if he can help, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to your phone tap.
DNR, Fish and Wildlife. This is Dean.
Hi there. This is Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, buddy, looking for someone to give me some bird information.
Okay, what kind of information did you need?
Well, you see, I got these damn birds in my yard, and I'm just trying to figure out what kind of birds they are and how I can get rid of them.
You want to get rid of the birds?
Yeah, that's right. They're a nuisance. They make an annoying noise, and I think they're stealing things from me.
Okay, so... So the birds are stealing things from you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't have surveillance video or anything. I'm not rich, but some things have gone missing in my backyard, like gardening gloves, my cat, and all that, and I keep seeing these birds around.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, what kind of birds are these?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. They're pretty big, and they make this sound like, bawk!
Oh, my
bawk!
God. Stop.
I'm not sure I'd be able to tell what kind of bird they are from that sound, but it doesn't sound like a bird that I know.
Listen, can you just tell me what kind of birds these are?
Well, I can't really tell from your description. You haven't given me any like plumage or anything like that. I don't know what kind of bird it is just from what you're saying to me right now.
Oh, for goodness sake, they're the bawk! Bawk! Like that.
Okay, to me, that sounds more like a duck than a bird.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a bird, sir. They travel in packs. I looked them up on YouTube and their mating rituals. I've seen a whole bunch of them. Can you not send someone out here to capture them?
Well, no, we don't normally do that.
Listen, is there a way for me to scare them away? I've heard that if you play loud music, they'll fly away. Is that true?
Yeah, you could try that, sure.
All right. So what kind of music are we talking about? I got Justin Bieber. I've got Metallica.
Justin
got mariachi
Bieber.
Music. What?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's quite a variety.
Listen, it's the same tactic I use to scare away runners. I'll put the speakers in my window and blast away. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, that's good. Good luck to you, sir. That sounds like a fine idea.
Hang on. What if I turn on 99.7 DJX and play that real loud?
Yeah, I guess that's worth a try, too. Sure.
Yeah, I know. That's a station. I turn on Ben and Kelly, and
God.
You know when they do one of those phone taps, and they'll scare the birds right off, you know? When they call and they put someone on the radio and mess with them a little bit. You've heard those, haven't you, Dean?
What? Wait, this is the radio?
Dean! Dean, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You know, I've heard you guys do these. And I thought, for a second, I'm like, this even, wait a second. I can't believe you got me for so long. Wow.
But seriously.
It was a perfect combination of condescending and polite.
The perfect combination, it was. All right, there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Every time I see pictures of Benson Boone, I think, man, maybe I should go back to a mustache. Listen, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. These are going to be my decisions. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, does your wife like the mustache? Or does she prefer the bearded Ben?
Listen, she's been doing kind of a phase, and I think it's working right now, where she just allows me to go through my phases and knows that I'll come back to center. Like what
she
I
loves
have,
you through it.
What I have right now is my quote center.
That's your center.
I've kind of got a beard, not too shaggy.
Yes, it is being manicured, and you have cut your hair.
Yeah. Trimmed hair. Right. So
it was getting a little,
I know,
a little out of control.
So yes, I had,
you're experimenting with longer hair.
I went through a longer hair phase where I was experimenting with like longer bangs, the long hair on the sides and the back that was a little bit shaggy.
Yep.
And I'm thankful that you're not my wife. Because she was just like, you know what? She understands. She's like, you know what? I'm going to let you go through this phase. I'm going to let you work it out. I'm going to let you work it out in your brain.
Of course.
And once you figure it out in your brain, you're going to come back to center. And I realize you will always come back to center. Maybe it's taken
like,
us.
Oh, look at how handsome you are.
And maybe
right?
It's taken us 20 years for her to figure that out. But,
oh, okay.
But I always kind of come back to center. So, you know,
she was always a little, she used to be a little bit more upfront about like what you were doing with your face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. She was like, listen, I'm the one who has to look at it. You don't have to look at it.
Yes.
So,
but now she's kind of letting you.
So
go
when
your
I,
phases.
When I drop the hints of, maybe I'll go back to a mustache. She's like, you do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. So how do you interpret that? How do you interpret it? Does that sound like a yes? I love that look on you, babe. Is that how we're interpreting that? Or is that loving support of whatever you feel like you need to do?
I'm interpreting that as both. That will look hot on you, and you need to do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel good. That's what I interpret that as. Thank you.
All right. That's sweet.
My whole point is I see Benson Boone and I hear Benson Boone and I think, yeah, he looks good in a mustache. Maybe I should do that again.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be on team mustache for anyone, to be honest. I need it have
point
a
taken.
Goatee or something. Like, I just don't like mustaches in general on anyone. And my son right now is at that stage where he started to sprout one.
Well, but see, he's discovering adolescence. And
exactly.
So
he thinks it makes him look older, so he's all about it. And I was just like, babe, do you think it's time to do a little shave? And
hey,
he's
listen,
like, nope.
Take a line. Understand. Say, hey, look, you know he's probably going to come back. Well, maybe he doesn't know yet what his center is.
No, I don't think he knows yet. He's trying to figure it out. Right now, he feels like this makes me look older. So that's what he's going with. Like, so, I am old enough to sprout hair on my face.
Yes.
I'm going with it.
I'm telling you, that is a fun realization when you figure that out. And you're like, as a man especially, you're like, oh, wow, I can grow hair here.
I can grow hair here.
I think for me, it wasn't my face so much it was my sideburns.
That sprouted first.
I discovered the sideburns.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I can have the lamb chops. I can just run those things all the way down my face.
Did your mom like say anything when that started happening as you were growing up?
Did she suggest you might want to start introducing the razor? I've been surrounded by very supportive and nurturing women in my life.
That's great. They just let you figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'll discover with the ridicule of my friends. You know, what's right and what I like and what I don't like.
Kind and loving.
Yeah. See?
I love that.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways.
That's great.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go back to a mustache, and my wife's like, yeah, you know what? You do what you got to do.
I'm going to love you through it.
All right. Where are we?
I'm not sure. Feel good.
All right, let's get to a feel-good story. We do these every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Well, this has to do with a dad, and he can kind of be a little embarrassing for his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So Jevin Smith has been picking up his daughter, Jaina, from high school for the last couple of years. And this whole kind of thing started in like middle and high school where he would show up and kind of put on a little performance for her. And it kind of started where he was just kind of sitting in the car. And then his son was like, why don't you get out of the car? I'll film it. Mm-hmm. We'll put it up on TikTok. It'll be great. And then her friends started getting videos. And so he wears all these different costumes, does these dances, and she is just like mortified as she's walking up. This last one, though, he dressed up like the Boys to Men End of the Road video.
Is that white suit?
So no. This is it's the cutoff jean shorts. It's the white button down.
Oh,
it's
okay,
the tie,
okay, okay.
The baseball hat. I mean, he has got it down to a T. He's singing the song, and she gets emotional. Yeah, he's singing.
There it is.
Even though I was embarrassed for like all the daddy-daughter pickups, I just remember like it being like, dang, like this is the last time he's gonna come to my high school and embarrass me. And I started getting really emotional.
Oh, don't make me cry. I was like, I have to stay in character. I have to sing. But when I saw her, she broke me down. I was like, oh my goodness. And then I think once I got in the car, I was like, all right.
Okay.
It was so sweet. And even Boys to Men commented on it.
Oh,
they congratulated
that's cool.
her on graduating, which is really, really cool. And I just kind of did a deep dive into his channel. He goes for it, which is great. He showed up as MC Hammer. Can't touch this. He did crisscross jump with his son. I mean, he even showed up in a school assembly. Like all the kids are in the gym. He shows up as Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow.
24 karat magic. He's got big gold 2-4 balloons. He's walking. He's trying to find her. She is mortified, but it is great.
Love it.
It is great. You can see the videos. Very entertaining at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bella Louisville.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's not even 2 weeks into summer, and obviously these teenagers are just missing school so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing school buses, multiple, and taking them on a joyride, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's frowned upon.
Yep. Coming to you, Knox County, where a few teenagers now accused of doing just that to school buses. Took them right from the bus garage there and figured out how to turn it on without a key.
Did they leave the keys in the ignition?
Yeah.
Or how did these kids start it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if they're just like push start and you don't need like any sort of key fob or anything. Or maybe
figure out how to hotwire it.
Or maybe since like the school is over, maybe they just keep the fobs in the truck or in the buses. I don't know. And regardless, they figured out how to start the bus. And so one of them got stuck. They ran it right into a fence.
Oh, gosh.
So then they're like, well, I mean, this is no fun.
Yeah, they figured out it's harder to drive a bus than we thought.
Yeah, but we got practice with this one, so we're going to go grab another one.
Okay.
And so they were like, hey. And then so they grabbed a couple more and took a joyride to Lexington. Because where else would you go if you've just stolen a bus?
Are you kidding?
They drove to Lexington.
How old are these kids?
They're teenagers. So
okay, so probably with the driver's license?
Yeah, maybe.
We're hoping at least 16?
Yeah.
Probably old enough to know better.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. They crashed the bus, and that's
oh my gosh.
You know, all the
teens, fun stops there.
All the fun stops. All the teens are now in custody, and so they're all investigating. But
that is going to derail the summer for sure.
Yeah. So you know, listen, I understand you miss the smell of a school bus. Know that your school season is just around the corner. You just got a couple more months to go.
Yeah, but you cannot break in and steal school buses to take them for a little ride. Nope, nope, and nope.
Now, I would say that the smell of a school bus is a very distinct smell, right?
Okay.
You know, maybe that's one of those, like, they just love the smell of a school bus so much, they missed it. And then once they were in there, they, you know, the little devil and the angel on their shoulder, the devil won out. And they were like, oh, well, let's just take this sucker, little baby, for a ride.
Did any of these videos show up, like, on social media? Because what I'm thinking of, they were doing it for the gram or something. And I'm like, listen. This is going to get us viral fame. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what was the motivation? Because they had to know this was going to get them in mucho trouble.
Well, I'm saying the motivation for me might have started with the smell of the school bus.
Really? Really? That would have led you?
The smell of the school bus.
Down the line.
It's a very distinct smell, Kelly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think most kids want to avoid that.
Anyways, that's your side of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a couple buses and taking them on joyrides when your student's at the school, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. They're going to find out.
Yep. That is your side of the bar story on 99.7DJX. It's Sabrina Carpenter. Shaboozy, 99.7DJX. He is experiencing his 15 minutes of fame there. On 99.7DJX.
That's a bop. I love it.
Yeah, we were talking about, I knew that I was becoming my dad when... .. Amanda had texted in, when I yelled at some kid to get off my grass.
Oh, yeah. Get off my lawn! Oh, God, I just became dad. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if my dad did that. I know that I had neighbors who would yell at me for running through their yard or for cutting through their yard or something like that.
I think the biggest issue is if anybody rode their bike through the grass, because that left a pretty
Those leaves marks, yeah, for sure.
Walking through it, whatever, but riding your bike through it, yeah, that was rude. Yeah.
Brett said, when I fell asleep in the chair watching TV before 10 o'clock, that is my...
Oh, yeah.
That is my everyday. Yeah. If
sure.
I am he and he is me, where it's you just put me on the couch...
Mm-hmm.
And put me any. It doesn't matter what's on. I'll be asleep in like 2 seconds.
And my dad will always say, "I was just resting my eyes."
No,
he said, "Dad, are you awake?" I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Dadism there. I knew I was becoming my dad when Dave said, "When I caught myself pressure washing the driveway at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday."
9 p.m. Those things are loud.
Listen, I borrowed my brother-in-law's pressure. Hard for me
pressure
to say.
Washer, yes.
Pressure washer. And
they can be fun.
Listen, I was itching to get at it like on Sunday morning. It was probably 7:30 in the morning. And I'm like,
that is too soon, sir.
And I'm like,
your neighbors probably hated you.
I was like, I could just crank this baby up because it's just so satisfying to just
mowing
spray
the grass and doing that. At 7:30 in the morning on a weekend is rude.
Usually I have some neighbor that breaks the seal on that sort of thing first. So if I hear them doing it, it's fair game.
Oh, okay. But listen, if I am, I need to not hear any of that before 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know you wanted to get your yard work done early, but I don't need that noise outside my window before 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's
on a Saturday. That's
something that my mom always told me. She's like, hey, on the weekends, it's this time. On the weekdays, it's this time. So
yes.
So yeah.
Agree.
But yeah, I'm completely breaking you know, my mom's little moral rule there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when that, when you get the grip of that pressure washer in your hand, ooh.
You feel powerful.
Ooh,
you're what like, else can I clean?
What else can I clean?
It's just so forceful the way it's like shoves the dirt off.
I know.
I know.
All right. Hey, good. Thank you guys for that. It's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, a lot of it to catch up on WDJX.com.
It's a lot of gentle comments on the group therapy about the proposal that was paid for.
Yeah, you know, the proposal that, the dream proposal that, you know, he didn't come up with the idea himself, but.
Exactly. And hopefully, quote, Hannah is looking at the different perspectives and is choosing to appreciate what her man did.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, you can catch that on WDJX.com or Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. YouTube channel, hit subscribe, Ben and Kelly Show. It's all there too. Anything else, Kelly?
Have a great Tuesday.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.